Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back with you here on this Monday evening. As joining us on the line now is the head girls basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Zach Whipple, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me.
So as we take a look, your team coming into the holiday break with a record of 2-6. You open up the season with a big victory over CGD. You end the pre-Christmas slate with a win over Manson Northwest Webster. In between, you know, a lot of quality opponents that your team took on, and, you know, a couple teams that are ranked, teams that are towards the top of the conference in the top of Iowa West. But definitely felt like your team closed out the pre-Christmas slate with a lot of positive, obviously, with that win over Manson Northwest Webster and getting experience against some good teams like Garner, Lake Mills, Bishop Garrigan, so on and so forth. And just, you know, through the first nearly half of the season, what have you seen from this team that has stood out to you?
You know, our effort, really. Like you said, we played a lot of those tough teams, the Garrigan, the Forest City, Lake Mills, all ranked in the top 10 right there. And Garner's right there with them too. They're a good, fast team. But, you know, our energy and our effort has been there every game. We get down early in a lot of those games, and it's kind of tough, but we just keep fighting, trying to chip away as much as we can. And, you know, we'll be right there. We wanted to end with a high one against Manson, and we did that. We executed our game plan, and everything worked out in our favor. So as long as we can kind of keep grinding and keep showing up with that effort and that energy every night, I think we'll be in a good spot come the rest of the season.
And looking at how the roster has performed, obviously Tatum Edwards is the one that is no stranger to putting up big numbers scoring-wise. You know, she led the team with 15 in that win over Manson Northwest Webster going into the holiday break. And somebody that has really stood out to me, especially since she has moved to that first person off the bench, is Micah Anderson. Just her ability on both ends of the floor, her effort on both ends, the fluidity of her game to really play it in a smooth manner has really stood out. And those two in particular, just what have you seen from them, from Tatum and Micah Anderson, for what they bring night in and night out on the floor?
You know, they bring that aggressiveness. Tatum, she's super sneaky and super long, where Micah's just our little bulldog, where she's going to go out there, she's going to do all the dirty work. And, you know, we're in a good spot. We have four guards that can all handle the ball and can all score. We just have to stack those on top of each other every night, and once we start doing that, things will be great. But yeah, just Micah, and we talked to Micah coming into the season, and just let her know that's kind of where we saw her role, coming in off the bench and bringing that effort for us. And she's done an incredible job. She's always has energy at practice, she's always pushing everybody, so it's just, you know, those two, especially being up top in our zone that we run, it's nice.
And as we look at the schedule here coming up, once you come back from holiday break, you open up with West Bend Mallard in a non-conference matchup on January 5th, and then you hit the road to Armstrong for a matchup with another very good North Union team to reopen conference play. And then North Iowa on the 9th, at St. Edmund on the 12th, and then you start the conference schedule all over again with Forest City, West Hancock, and Belmont Clemmie in the middle part of January. So when you look at this schedule to come out of the holiday break, you know, what are some opportunities you and the staff see for this team here coming up to open up the post-Christmas break slate, and what are some things that you and the staff are looking to see from this team to improve on coming out of the holiday break?
Yeah, we have some – I'm pretty excited for our first week back. You know, we have some couple winnable games there. Like you said, North Union, they're going to be tough. They have the returning player of the year in the conference, Nainsley Ulrich, and she's always a tough one to go against. But, you know, we just got to keep playing our game, keep trying to execute our game plan. One of our biggest things that we've really – that I tell the girls is we have to be quick but not in a hurry. That's what's getting us in trouble. A lot of these games is we're just playing too fast. We think we can out-dribble everybody, and then our passing has been – we made some bad decisions there, but we got to take care of the ball. We have to use our speed, but use it in the correct way. So, you know, this is going to be a big month for us. We have a lot of games, and there's a lot of winnable games for us sitting there. So we just got to go take it. We got to stop playing scared and, you know, against these big powerhouses, and we just have to go out and play basketball and do our jobs.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the post-Christmas break slate beginning on the 5th against West Bend Mallard.
All right, thanks, Quinn. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Zach Whipple, the Eagle Grove Eagles girls basketball team, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City, as we are back with Rolling Story coach Craig Chapman next here on 95.7 FM.